country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former U.S. vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Qinghai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing and are encouraging others to do to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
The founder of the Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Qinghai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian, and artist, who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Qinghai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
Also brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary. And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love.
Supreme Master Qinghai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide, and she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leaders.
A change of diet is our biggest chance to stop global warming and save our health and money. These are the words of His Excellency Edward McMillan Scott, Vice President and Senior Member of the European Parliament. The statement appeared in an article he wrote for the May 2010 Green Week edition of Parliament magazine, a widely read political magazine covering the efforts of the European Union. The British statesman Mr. McMillan Scott wrote that in the face of costly environmental degradation and biodiversity loss, a change of diet would also benefit millions of food producers in Europe's uplands and the world's most difficult terrains. He continued, "Now I can add the economics and biodiversity arguments. It takes 16 times more energy and resources to produce animal protein than the vegetable equivalent. Livestock grazing is a major cause of desertification, and our oceans are suffering from overfishing. Along with human rights and democracy, encouraging everyone in the world to adopt a more plant-based diet is one of Mr. McMillan Scott's foremost ongoing campaigns."
We have a problem with greenhouse gases, and one of the most significant sources of greenhouse gases is animal production and meat production and the dairy industry. And the fact that so much soya is now being grown as animal fodder.
On December the 3rd, 2009, His Excellency organised a hearing before the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium, on global warming and food policy. Less meat equals less heat, to urge policymakers to focus on this vital action. Invited to speak at the hearing were Sir Paul McCartney, the beloved former Beatles artist who has been promoting the Meat Free Mondays campaign since June 2009, and chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, a committed vegetarian.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption. It's no longer a personal choice. This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
The hearing, which was chaired by European Parliament Vice President Edward McMillan Scott, came on the eve of the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark.
We can decide for ourselves now how to slow climate change. Less meat equals less heat.
In addition to expert testimonies on health and environmental benefits of less meat, many supportive voices also came from the European Parliament President Jerzy Buzek and Parliament members.
Everybody can give up meat for one day, at least one day a week.
I think this is a matter that is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
We're going to have a much less meat-based diet because it's simply an incredibly inefficient way of using grain resources in a constrained world.
Thank you all for coming. We've just had a very successful hearing with several hundred members and staff, assistants, lobby groups, NGOs. But we've been focusing on the issue that is not on the agenda at Copenhagen to anything like the extent it should be, which is that livestock production causes more greenhouse gases than the whole of the transport sector. a point made repeatedly this morning. And the three of us have signed a joint statement which is addressed to you, to governments, and to individuals around the world to follow the lead set by people like Rajendra Pachauri and his advocacy of eating less meat. Sir Paul McCartney, I personally haven't eaten meat since last Christmas lunch, and my bad cholesterol went down by 27%, and I lost 6.5 kilos, so it's a good thing to do. And we heard a speaker saying, from an expert point of view, how beneficial not eating much meat is for your health, or eating any at all is even better.
Just preceding the European Parliament hearing, His Excellency Mr. McMillan Scott wrote an editorial that was published in the UK's Yorkshire Post newspaper, titled, "Losing Our Appetite for Meat Could Ease Global Warming." He explained why he, along with public leaders like Sir Paul McCartney and Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, has chosen not to eat meat. Some gases from meat production are far more dangerous than those produced by transport. Nitrous oxide has about 300 times the global warming potential of CO2. Most of this comes from manure. Meat takes upwards of 16 times more energy and resources than its vegetable equivalent. This includes massively more water at a time when 62% of the world's population face water stress or drought. The human dimension cannot be ignored. 1 billion of the world's population are obese, and 1 billion suffer food scarcity or are starving. Calling a vegetarian diet a healthier and cheaper alternative, Mr. McMillan Scott furthered the case. "This is now the recommendation for all of us from the NHS, the German Environment Agency, the Swedish government, at present in the chair of the EU, and numerous other bodies. Even better is that vegetarians have 28% less heart disease, 39% lower cancer mortality, and suffer 50% less diabetes. The issue of sustainable food policy is seen by many, but not enough, as key to winning the hot war against global warming. Africa's small farmers, who produce most of the continent's food and depend mostly on rain, could see harvests halve by 2020. We must make significant changes to feed ourselves and, most especially, to safeguard the poorest and most vulnerable. The wealthy world must literally step up to the plate to make the developing countries' food production sustainable." As Pope Benedict told the UN's World Food Summit in Rome, which preceded Copenhagen, "Hunger is the most cruel and concrete sign of poverty. Opulence and waste are no longer acceptable when the tragedy of hunger is assuming ever greater proportions." Going even further in his campaign for the dietary solution to climate change and humanitarian crises, Vice President McMillan Scott also created a related flyer called the Green Card and distributed it to all the members of the European Parliament and their staff. Not only does the Green Card give a number of tips on how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the areas of home, travel, and of course diet, it also lists out many easy examples of highly nutritious vegan foods and the vitamins and minerals each contains. Ideal serving proportions for each category are marked for grain, legume, vegetable, fruit, and fats. There is even a sample menu, muesli or porridge for breakfast, hummus sandwich with salad for lunch, and Thai red curry with rice and mango pudding for dinner. The practical and informative Green Card is still available free for anyone to download as a PDF document from His Excellency's website, www.emcmillanscott.com, which also maintains a prominent link to his Less Meat Equals Less Heat campaign. For his noble call on all leaders and citizens to change their diets as our biggest chance to stop global warming, Supreme Master Ching Hai honoured His Excellency Edward McMillan Scott with the Shining World Leadership Award. The following is her letter of appreciation.
"Your Excellency, it is with the greatest pleasure and admiration that we present to you the Shining World Leadership Award. This award is presented in recognition of the outstanding wisdom, nobility, and courage shown in your enlightened Vice Presidency of the European Union. Such wise statesmanship guides nations towards a brighter future, expands the borders of peace on earth, and creates a more secure and harmonious future for humanity. The noble tenor of your distinguished office is exemplified by your heartfelt call for the world to consume less meat to ease the pressures of global warming. In an editorial published in the UK's Yorkshire Post, you called on governments, organizations, and individuals to opt for a healthier and environmentally friendly alternative diet. You have further advanced this ideal at a hearing before the European Parliament on global warming and food policy, urging the world's policymakers to focus attention on this vital solution. Your influential words are backed by your eminent reputation and personal decision to avoid meat, thus setting a powerful model of leadership by example. To openly promote such a policy, often in the face of strong opposition from vested interests, takes a leader of exceptional fortitude and determination. Sir, you are that most rare and precious of leaders, a leader inspired with a high-minded and far-sighted vision to safeguard humanity's future on this planet, and endowed with the talents and strength to achieve that dream. For responding to the global climate change crisis with impassioned and effective action, for leadership and governance of the highest order, for wisdom that values and cares for our Mother Earth above all else, we hereby applaud and celebrate the noble deeds of Your Excellency Edward Macmillan Scott, Vice President of the European Parliament. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Acknowledging Supreme Master Ching Hai's dedicated efforts to promote dietary change and virtuous living to preserve the planet, the honored award recipient once conveyed this greeting.
I'm also delighted that I'm able to deliver a message of greeting from the European Parliament to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose work is well understood around the world, and in particular, at a time of concern about climate change, that this message is being propagated and encouraged by Supreme Master TV, which is an important mechanism of communication around the world.
Our heartfelt thanks, Your Excellency, for your advocacy of the meat-free diet to sustain lives, especially through the European Parliament. We pray that many others will wisely heed your call for a plant-based diet and policy to save our planet and do justice to fellow humans. For updates about European Parliament Vice President Edward Macmillan Scott's campaign on diet change to stop global warming, including links to his articles, please visit www.emacmillanscott.com. Cherished viewers, thank you for your presence on today's program. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. Up next, after noteworthy news, may we all be courageous leaders and be veg, go green to save our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.